What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Hello, everybody. This is Packard Folks at the Midweek Show. This is episode 469. Connie, what have you got for stories for us tonight?
Well, keeping in the family tradition of just being crappy people, Eric Trump has said that the Democrats are not even people.
It's a family tradition.
Yeah, yeah. So his privilege is firmly placed up his ass, I guess.
Yeah.
President Trump's son, Eric Trump, on Tuesday said Democrats are not even people to him after their obstruction of his father's agenda. I've never seen hatred like this, he said on Fox News Hannity Tonight.
What?
Hannity Tonight. Yeah, he was on Hannity. So
Wait. He goes, I've never seen hatred like this. Have you looked at your own party, dude? Really?
Well, they're all shocked that people wouldn't just fall down and do everything and want everything that they say. I don't know. The nut doesn't fall far from the tree.
Jesus
with
Christ.
With this family.
Speaking of nut, the family nut mm-hmm. job, just real quick on the family. There's pictures going around on the internet. His family, Donald Trump's kids, going out and killing wild animals. And one of them, he's holding the tail of an elephant that he just mm-hmm. killed. But, you know, Kathy Griffin holding a fake head, that's immoral.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have to prove that they're compensating for things. That's what big game hunting is for. You can't convince me that's conservation.
No, I'm sorry. you can't.
And I'm not anti-hunting, believe me. I believe in people want to, you know, they need to eat or whatever. You know, I get that.
Like here in Wisconsin, if we don't hunt deer, they risk of getting overpopulated, and it actually hurts the ecology and the deer itself if they get the numbers get too high. That's doing it for not just for sport, but I mean you're doing it just to help keep the herd numbers down for their own
right. food,
actually, in that instance.
Well, even my husband, he fishes for bass, you know, competitively in tournaments and in club, and it's catch and release. But at the same time, if we go out fishing, there's a certain size of fish it's kind of like culling.
No.
You get a lot of fish in the 1 pound, 1.5 pound range. And that's good. You pull some out because that encourages others to grow and So, can we be culling some of the Trumps? Would that be, should we thin the herd? Maybe, there's not really a lot to the story, but
start with everything past. Actually, start with Donald and then work your way down. So
that's right.
Or
that's
up.
Right.
No, down. Up and down. We'll just do both directions. We'll just, you know, just take them all out. We'll be done with them.
To me, okay, again, Eric, to me, they're not even people. It's so sad. Morality is just gone. Morals have flown out the window, and we deserve so much better than that in this country. You see, the Democratic Party, they're imploding. They're imploding. They became obstructionists because they have no message of their own. You fucking hypocrite.
What? What the fuck, hypocrites, you fuckers? Your Republican Party did nothing but obstruct Obama for fucking, how was it, 1 year? No. It was 3 years. It was fucking 8 fucking years.
Yes. Yeah, I suppose.
And you're not even on the first 100. You're just barely past the first 100 days. You're not even near the second 100 days. All right. So if you think this little bit is obstruction, you ain't seen nothing yet, motherfucker.
And by the way, I think the only thing I'd change about what Eric Trump says about mm-hmm. Democrats not being people, anybody except for their crowd, are not people to him.
Yeah.
I just think that's anyway. So a little bit of outrage. today.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, this is what the Republicans and Christians will do, is they will demonize anybody they don't like. Because, oh, they are non-people. Where did we else did we hear about this that sound like this before? This was happened in, what was it, World War II? Oh, Jews, they're not people. No, so it's okay to kill. So it's okay to kill them. I'm waiting for that shoe to fall. Democrats aren't people. It's okay to cull them. It's okay to kill them.
Should we remind the rich people, you know, the rich idiots like Trump, that, you know, class warfare is a pretty ugly thing? Let's go back to the French Revolution.
Oh yeah. I'm just waiting for one of them to say, "Let them eat cake." Or, well, you know, obviously, well, she actually never ever said that, but you know, but, you know,
but Trump did tweet about cake.
Oh, Trump tweets about every fucking thing. What's that, Mike? Mike, Matt, sorry.
I think they've eaten enough cake.
Yeah.
They've had it all for themselves.
That's that, yeah, and hence the point of that old quote is, well, actually, cake it wasn't cake like we know it. It's like really dried old bread, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, it's the cake, quote unquote, they give us. It's actually this little Ritz cracker and calling it cake, and it's dried out, of course. And they say, and I want half of the Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? So
it's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. Matt, what have you got for us tonight for a story?
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
Leaders of the Palm Beach want to do away with religious banners on school campuses. 7 months after a secular activist attempted to display a satanic banner at Boca Raton High School. I get this. It says, for years, churches, synagogues, and other religious groups have been able to pay to display promotional banners at more than 180 public schools. But the school district's administrators pulled the plug on that program after a secular activist asked in November to post a Satanology banner down high.
The hypocrisy never fails. As soon as they're showed that, hey, you have to include all religions. Oh my God, this is a bad thing. We shouldn't really be doing this. I love, in a way, I love the Satanists for this kind of shit, because they show the hypocrisy of religious people.
Yeah.
This is, as soon as they say, we want to do a Satan thing, you know, say Satan color books, Satan educational material, Satan banners like this or whatever. And because they've been pushing their religious mantra up and down their asses everywhere, and then they show up and say that we want free time, the same time. It's like, oh well, we can't give it to you because we just discontinue. We're just not doing that anymore.
It says this new policy, which is approved by the county school board, would the organizations to be inappropriate business partners, along with political candidates that support political causes other than controversial subjects.
Well, that's interesting. Would be inappropriate business partners. Okay, well, the religious organizations should have been determined to be inappropriate business partners right off the bat. Not until the Satanists step in and say, hey, we want equal time.
All of a sudden, we just need to get rid of it altogether.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to, is the Satanists come in, and then they show the hypocrisy by saying, hey, we want equal time. And as soon as they say, we're going to stop the program, and we're not going to do it anymore, or we're not going to do this thing anymore. This, and I'm going to say this with all due diligence here, this is the way to get it to work, because we have to force them to fucking wake up, because they're fucking asleep in their brains. They don't want to learn to share and the spotlight with anybody else but themselves. And as soon as they're shown that, hey, you can't do that, well, then they just decide, oh, well, then we're not going to do it, until when somebody else of a religion that they don't like gets in there and says, hey, we want equal time. It's fucking hypocrisy.
Well, here's the kicker, though. The proposed ban comes after 2 years of complaints by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Wisconsin nonprofit organization that advocates for the separation of church and state. It says the foundation argued groups to display paid messages on campus, school district was illegally promoting religion.
I see that. It says the organization said it's arguably argument was boosted by the unrelated case in which a school district pulled banners advertising as a math tutor service from the area schools after learning that the tutor was a former porn star. In the case, the school district argued that it had a right to remove the banners because they constitute government speech, not private speech. Okay, whatever, dude. I find it incredibly hypocritical on these places' part. I'm glad that they finally said, oh well, we shouldn't be doing this. But the fact is that they should have been not doing that to begin with.
Right.
Way to go, yeah. Satanists out there in Florida. Yeah, Florida is always a big thorn in the side of, you know, everywhere.
Now, well, here's the thing that I'm wondering. Now, I wonder if this was. If this was at a college, I wonder if they'd be going through this.
Well, in college is a little funny. It's a little weird because the fact is, if it's a private college, then they can, like, if it's a religious college, then they can promote whatever fuck they want. If it's a public school college, like a university or something like that, I think they have to follow the same rules because it's just a university, for example, so which is paid by state dollars.
Right.
So they have to open it to everybody. They can't say, hey, you can't have a group here because of a religion that we don't like. I think they're under the same rules. I could be wrong, but I think they're under the same rules.
Yeah.
For that reason.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. I got a story here as well. And I've been posting to our little Facebook chat. And this one kind of irritated me. And I have a little video I wanted to play too. Actually, you know what? I'd want to play the video instead. Because this one just pisses me off so badly. We really should talk about it. Because the fact is that this is about Pat Robertson. No, I'm sorry, not Pat Robertson. Jim Baker. Pat Robertson and Jim Baker. They're both fucking old. Yeah,
they're the same. What's the difference?
They're fucking the same. You know,
one's about to turn to mummy dust, and the other is about 30 years behind him.
Yeah, yeah. And lost his mind already, you know. But there was, unless you've been unaware, there was an incident that happened over in England several days ago, probably just this last week, this last Friday or last Saturday or something like that, where this guy got onto the London Bridge and started running over pedestrians.
Oh, yeah.
And there was two incidents of stabbings in two different locations.
Yeah.
And we kind of mentioned it on the show, I think, last Friday. And Pat Robertson, Jim Baker got on the air and said, hey, it's their fault because reasons. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll let the little fucker talk for himself here, because this guy is really full of shit. And it just really pissed me off. This comes courtesy of our Right Wing Watch.
Nobody was smart aleck like the people of America are to our president.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's amazing he would even.
But I tell you why. I'll tell you why, Jim. Because when Trump was over in like in the Middle East or whatever, they can't have anybody that says they protest. Do you know why? Because it's a death sentence. Did you guys know that? If you protest over in like Saudi Arabia or whatever, it's a death sentence. You get killed for that shit.
Oh yeah, they'll kill you for anything though.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty true.
Time we teach some manners. It's time to school.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus Christ! You want to teach manners? You are the last person anybody should be taking manners from, there, Jimmy boy.
Is that what he was doing with his secretary back at when it was PTL?
Yeah, yeah, he's teaching her some manners.
Yeah.
And these kids that walk out on our president and our vice president when he's speaking.
Exactly. Like Mondo was saying,
we're not even teaching decency.
Okay, it's okay for them to want to disrespect the previous president all the time for 8 fucking years. But we've got these graduates that are at some event that the VP is getting a speaker at or whatever, they get up and leave. That's their right. That is their fucking right. They don't have to stay there if they don't want to.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to say, was he addressing Harvard? It was a big university. Yeah. Trump himself addressed Liberty University, where pretty much it was a yes crowd. And those who didn't probably wouldn't have gotten up anyway, but from peer pressure, but and then he proceeded to ramble on about his election for a half hour. But yeah. Pence, that was a good demonstration. I liked that.
Yeah.
And the professors praised the kids for doing that too, the young people.
Yeah, that shows independent thought. They're not the yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, just whatever you say, mm-hmm. sir, because you're in charge, sir.
Ass kissers.
Yep.
Yeah, ass kissers. Or we got a little bit more of this.
Preaching.
It's a sad day whenever a president's respected in a foreign country more than it is in his own country.
It really is. Mm.
And then what? Well, but what about all those times when other foreign countries respected President Obama and they said, oh, look at, he's obviously not, he's not a real president because all these other countries are respecting him and they're not supposed to for reasons.
Yeah.
When he went to the Vatican, then he went to Brussels and
today's a NATO.
Yeah. But when as he was on this part of the trip, what happened in England? What happened in Manchester? So, I believe it was.
Well, and it was while he was in.
Now they're going to finally talk about the Manchester attack. What he's going to start talking about here had absolutely fucking nothing to do with Trump being there. Had nothing to do with it.
But they're going to connect a dot. Patrick.
Yeah, they're connecting dots that aren't there.
Well, they might be there, but you know, they're in a circle.
Invisible dots.
And they're invisible dots, like their imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm.
The invisible dots of the polar bear eating a vanilla ice cream cone in a snowstorm.
I love it when I see polar bears eating ice cream cones.
What does your browser look like? That's weird. Oh, not that. Sorry.
You don't want to see my Google history.
No, I don't. That would be the least worry of my worries, I think.
We don't want to know.
You'll go screaming into the night.
Real. And that's when that horrific, really, in my personal opinion, this took it to a new level, a new low, where most little girls.
What was the name of
go.
That concert?
It was Dangerous Woman.
Dangerous Woman concert.
Yeah, Dangerous Woman tour.
And if we could tell you what we know, and we don't have time today.
Yeah.
But we're gonna take and talk.
That's because you don't know. You're just claiming shit you don't know. This is why you don't say anything about it, because you don't know. It's like, well, we don't have time to talk about it. Yeah, because you really don't know what you're talking about. Of course, that's never stopped you fucking before.
Oh, and this is about the Manchester concert, not the London Bridge thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are two. Okay.
Those are two different things. I'm sorry. Right. I apologize. No, I kind of got us. Well, that just happened.
It's been a crappy week.
It has. It really has.
Terror-wise, hasn't it? So.
Yeah.
Some of those things. They literally invited these kind of things to happen.
No, they didn't. They didn't invite this. Fucking retards out there that are claiming that they think that they're more moral because they follow their imaginary sky wizard, and their imaginary sky wizard says kill these people because reasons.
When I heard this earlier today, I was like, oh, let's just blame the rape victim because she was dressed seductively and because she was in, you know, walking by herself at night. You know, she must be a slut. And that's what they're employing that about the Ariana Grande concert and about the kids attending it and equating all this stuff. And so that's why this attack happened, was because they're sluts. Now, again, maybe in a strange, weird way that the Islams who want to cover women up because they're tempting, maybe that might be part of their statement, that it doesn't make it okay for him to say that.
Exactly.
At all, you know, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
This guy's talking out of his ass anyways.
So. Oh, wait, he's not done talking out of his ass. Hold on. It gets even worse. You're just starting to smell the little turd shit starting to pop out of his ass. This is just you're just starting to get this, the little smell. Wait till he drops the whole load. He's going to drop the whole load here in just a minute.
He's going to take a dump.
He's going to take a real big dump.
I want to insert Ace Ventura. Now
I was thinking more along the line of
people talking out of his ass, and that one's.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of the one episode of Family Guy where Peter's like doing all this stuff. He's like, I've been holding this thing. I had to take a dump, and it's starting to crown. He's starting to crown. He's just starting to crown.
Almost themselves with this concert, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you what, God's not going to put up with mockery.
No.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
The Dangerous Women concert, it was called Dangerous Women. Okay, fine. But they're claiming that this is mocking it. And because they mocked God, they got what they had coming to them. So you are okay with bombing children and calling it good because it hurt your God's feelings. Baker, if something happens to you like this, I would say you had it coming because you're been a very hateful fuck. Would you like that? If I said shit like that, that would make me an immoral monster. You saying shit like that makes you an immoral monster. I hope nothing actually happens to you. But I mean, if something like that were to happen to you, I could say the same fucking thing and I would be completely justified based on your own bullshit.
Well, the right wing, the ultra right wing Christians have to prop this guy up, have to prop Trump up as being somebody who should be venerated and respected and all this other crap, because they really see the writing on the wall. And during the 8 years that Obama was president, all of these things that they've feared and dreaded, I don't know why they would, because according to them, it should usher in Christ's second coming. But anyway, you know, they fear and they dread it. And so they just have to paint this president to be like the prelude to the second coming. And I see article after article quoting, you know, YouTube and other preachers who are saying, yeah, you know, this is a good thing. Trump is a good thing. And you should respect him and honor him, and it just borders on idolatry, which is also ironic, I guess.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the fact is that the Trump thing there that they're talking about had absolutely nothing to do with that concert. This was ISIS that did this. ISIS is taking responsibility for this. So they, Jim Baker and company, is siding with ISIS.
Well, their holy God in the Old Testament did, you know, kill a bunch of kids because they called a man bald.
Oh, yeah.
So true. I guess there's precedent in their minds.
In their mind, yeah. Let's just stay with that for just a second. In this story, he was just mocking the bald guy. He wasn't mocking God, but they'll say, well, he was God's representative, so it's the same fucking thing. It's no, not really. So, but they're trying to put. They're trying to put Trump in that same statement, in that same venue, as I understand it, the way you're looking at it. Of course, then we have to automatically assume then that Trump is actually bald and that is a triple on his head.
Trump doesn't have any class. Obama had class.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Obama was, you know, he knew what to say, what not to say. He knew how to handle himself. Trump, he's just all over the place.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care about anybody. He doesn't care who he offends or what he says. You know, Obama wasn't like that. Obama knew when to shut his mouth and when not to.
Yeah.
Well, and he knew when to be on script.
Right.
It's not to say that you, what you say is, you know, we have this idea that somebody who speaks off the cuff is somebody who speaks off the cuff and does it effectively. That is very impressive, because most of us acknowledge that you have to organize your ideas, especially if you have an important idea that you want to relate to a large body of people. And yeah. Trump's base love that he just, you know, says the first thing on his mind. And I go, well, yeah, that's like having a bucket. And it, and you know, you're throwing mud against the wall, except you find out later that it's shit.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, you're not separated anymore from a monkey throwing poo.
Well, you know, honestly, a lot of shit. I've seen a lot of clips of this. Trump starts on messages like he starts off okay, and then he starts to free associate and just says whatever fucking words fall out of his mouth, and then he starts crying about, oh, well, I'm being persecuted because I'm the president, and they're saying bad shit about me. Really?
He's not used to be told no.
Yeah,
he's the ultimate spoiled rich kid.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He absolutely is. All righty. Well, we got to get out of here. Thanks everybody for coming, and I want to have a special thank you for our anonymous donor who helped me stay indoors another month next month. Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you. Please, if you would like to make a donation to the show, go to paypal.me/packetpokes if you want to make a direct donation to me. And then if you donate a dollar to that link, I get the entire dollar. If you go to patreon.com/packetpokes and you donate a dollar, I get like 75 cents, something like that. And then Patreon gets the rest, and not to mention the transfer fees. So you can donate either way. So
And the other way you can donate to Packard and is Packard's payday at GoFundMe, which again, all of those donations go directly to him, and it could be a one-time donation of whatever you can afford or an ongoing donation. That we have links, I'm sure, somewhere here on the site.
Yeah. GoFundMe.com/
Packard's payday.
Packard's payday. There you go. Yeah. Just Google Packard's payday on Google, and you'll find it one way or the other. So, good night, everybody.
Good night.
And that's a wrap.